What is love? Baby, don't hurt. Now at 11 p.m., according to the WMFO digital clock, you are in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford.
It's Saturday night and you're listening to the swinging sounds of bubbles in the think tank. Belinda, the dominatrix of the airwaves, is on the air.
But two of the silliest, the worst of radio programming anyway.
Our ever embiggening staff is working hard for you.
And when January Fairy makes the scene,
she's sparkly through and through. So set your dial to 91.5 and let us do the rest, cause we've been double dong daring you since 1990. Bubbles in the think tank on WMFO in Medford Stereo.
Now at 11:04, according to that very same WMFO digital clock, you are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I'm Belinda, and this is Bubbles in the Think Tank. It's exactly two of the silliest hours of radio programming imaginable on this Saturday evening. It's all the silliness you can stomach, all the silliness you can shake your stick at, and we have been double-dong-daring you since 1990. But doing so much more before that, right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank. coming up in around about 55 minutes. We'll call it the midnight hour. It will be time for the radio obituaries. It's that time each week where we say farewell to those who have passed in recent days and weeks. But before we get to any of that, we got to get through hour one of the official. And this is one of those rare ones. Tonight is the night that we began our 34th year on the radio here. Doing whatever this radio show has ever been called. Of course, it was the night of my 18th birthday when I rolled in to Unsanitary Outhouse way back in 1986. You can do the math. That was the first night. Showed up at midnight, never left. So we're an hour shy of the anniversary right now. We'll be there soon enough. We used to do, We used to do a Mad Lib. We would go into the archives with Mad Libs, and you can even hear I have a cassette tape here with me tonight. But I'm not going to play a Mad Lib tonight. I'm not even sure I'm going to do this, but I'm thinking about it. I'm thinking about it, because what's an anniversary show at Bubbles in the Think Tank without a cassette tape? That's what I always say. I always say that. But I thought, tonight, I'm going to focus on some of the favorites, some of the classics. We'll be hearing things that we've never heard before on Bubbles in the Think Tank from some of our favorites. That's an interesting thing to do. Other things, you can probably make a list. As a matter of fact, why don't you do that right now? Why don't you take a moment and write down things that you think I'm going to play? Because I didn't bring anything else. So the playlist is not going to change. It might reduce, but it's not going to expand. But consider that I have an hour and I'm going to focus exclusively on Bubbles in the Think Tank favorites and classics. And you should make your own playlist of what you think you're going to hear tonight. Just like write down three things right now. Do it over there at the Bubbles in the Think Tank Facebook chat group if you want to. Why not? Why not? And let's see how it works out for you. I'm very curious. If somebody puts up three things, song or track titles, and I actually play all of them, you're going to get some kind of prize. I don't know what it's going to be, but it's going to be a prize, let me tell you. All right, I'm going to stop it now, and I'm going to start the silliness right now as we begin our 34th year here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Yeah. The wildest party? Oh, shit. You're going to die laughing when I tell you this. I'm going to give it to you slow. I went up to Holyoke Street near Harvard Square. We got into, station wagon. We were going to go on a ride. Well, the girls, there was about five of them. One of them was a graduate student, a woman. She was nice looking. Now, let me stop and think a minute. Now, the girls, they was in the wagon too, but they brought sandwiches. I didn't know what was going on. Then they stopped at the store and got a half a case of sarsaparilla. We all put money in. I didn't know what the hell the collection was going on for. I was dumbfounded. Then we got out to the lake, a small lake in Maynard. They got out and spread blankets out. I took my trousers off. I always had my bathing trunks on. And it starts to pour in rain, and man, the rain just came down. So we got back in that wagon. Two of the girls live around that way, so they said, let's go to our house and finish the party going on over there. They took our clothes, and we're going to hang them out to dry. We all had sheets on, walking around the house with just sheets on. Music's going on all over the place, dancing, and there was kissing. Well, that's all right. It did not go beyond that. It did not get out of hand. Nothing got out of hand. Then Pearl's uncle comes in. He lives there, and he's a police officer. He just stood there with his hand rubbing his face and said, now what do we have here? What is going on? So Francis and Mary, they says, we were caught in the rain, and the boys' clothes are wet. We put on these sheets so the clothes could get dry. He just got flush in the face and looked at me because Frances, she's got her arm around my waist. He says to me, how long has this been going on between you and her? I was so damn dumbfounded, I just said this to him. I said, now look it, let me tell you one thing. To my surprise, I did not know what I got myself into. That's what I said to him. I said, now both your girls are Radcliffe students and I didn't know what this thing is all about. He said to me, now I want you to get away from all this. I didn't think he wanted me to go around with Frances. They belonged to a club that was organizing between Radcliffe and Harvard, a communist party. I didn't know it. My brother knew it, but I didn't know it. But when I got back to Cambridge, I went in the back of the house and I dragged him out of there and I beat the shit out of him then and there and I told him why. He's trying to get me involved in the communist party. That woke me up. And I told him, you must remember, I am a National Guardsman. I told him, I don't want any part of this. I'm getting away. I told him, you go back to your friends, tell them I don't want them in this house. I swore at him, but you don't need to put that in there now. I told Francis afterwards, now look it, I like you, Francis, but that communist shit has got to go. It cost me a punch right in the mouth. When I went back down to the armory for my meeting on the next Wednesday, I told my first sergeant all about it. He just stood there and put his hands on his hips and said, what? He didn't smile or nothing. His eyes got reddish and there was tears in him. He was very angry, very, very angry. He hit me so hard. I just laid there on the floor dazed, and I just looked up at him, and I couldn't see him. My head hit the floor, and I was just dazed. After my head cleared, I heard him say, now you get up. At that time, Ike, the first lieutenant, he comes in. He just stood there and looked. He stood there with his hands on his hips and said, what the hell is going on here, Sergeant? Guy Williams, the first sergeant, said, do you see that little fool laying there? I should kick the shit out of him. He's been going to parties that's run by communist people. Communist parties. He was in bad shape on account of being messed up in World War I, and I thought he was going to kick me right there all around the room. He had quite a temper. Now, at that time, the famous movie actor and singer, Paul Robeson, left this country to go to Russia to make Russia his home. I started to get my head to clear. I didn't do anything wrong. All I knew was I was going dancing and being with the girls and having a hell of a time. At that time, Harvard was ringing with communists. Harvard, Yale, Dartmouth, all the colleges. They were all having trouble with the communist parties. Some students listened and some didn't, both female and male. I got myself clear on that. I got myself well cleared, and my company commander said, I want you to stay away from those parties or I'm going to call your mother, which he did. And my mother screamed, and man, I got to laugh about it. I can't help it. It was so funny. My mother's screaming at me, and my grandmother's picking it up on the second floor. And I had to go past her, and oh, I'm just dodging everywhere you can think. She had a broom handle in one hand and a mop handle in the other, and she was swinging them both. She's got that Indian temper. She intended to put me in the hospital for good. I was scared. Do you blame her, though? Communist at that time was bad, very bad. To me, it was something new, but I got away from those people as fast as I could. I didn't have to worry no more because World War II came in, and I didn't see any more of those people after that. Didn't hear no more about nothing.
New York and Paris and London and Rome, yes, they all have their charms, I agree. But the people who call those places their own miss something. Just take it from me. The Louvre and the UN have beauty. They shine with a kind of a sheen. But far from the Ritz in Massachusetts is a place with the grace of a queen. There is a town around old Boston Bay, a place where time and life stand still. Just follow your nose and heart, and soon your feet will find themselves in Somerville. Thank you. The city center there is filled with streets. A sub shop graces every hill. You might think you're dreaming. Then again, you might not. Either way, you're still in. Come watch the buildings stand up proud and tall, while far below the pavement hugs the ground. Stoplights change their hue from red to green. Then they change back from green to red. A carnival of color right here in Somerville. Too bad that everyone's in bed. A wondrous place where branches hang on every tree, where people go to work and then go home. So come to where the rain and snow fall from the sky, where day is light and night is dark and still. Yes, come watch nature on display. It's always free of charge. Anyway, it is right here in Somerville. Somerville. My Somerville. My Somerville. Thank you. You're a very discerning audience.
Ricky Bates.
Hello, everyone. It's time for poetry. I submit to you the following. It's entitled, I Eat With Gusto, Damn You Bet, by one Jonathan Richman. When I eat like I do it, I use not fork nor spoon, no grace nor culture to it, when I call my own tune. For I eat with gusto, damn you bet, a regular canine cruncher, Except, truth be told, I'm sloppier yet than many a dog food muncher. I eat a pound, I eat a ton, and no, there ain't much I cuts up. And while I'm having merry fun, bystanders puke their guts up. The FBI sent someone by who handles health affairs. I had not finished my cream pie when he chanced up the stairs. Why did he turn the other way? Why did he leave so quick? Will he come back another day? Did something make him sick? I eat with gusto, damn, you bet. A regular doggy diner. No, don't bring me napkins, waiter, sir. Just bring some trash can liner. Whilst wandering by a juice bar, I spied a tempting beverage. Since I would have been last in line, I used my fearsome leverage. For in my pocket was some food, which I took from its wrapper. The patrons watched it being chewed, and of course headed for the crapper. For I eat with gusto, damn, you bet. For gusto, I'm the boss. For yea, my nose, it is in the salad, and lo, my chin, it is in the sauce. I eat with gusto, damn you bet, we're sailing round the cape. Keel all him, said the bosun, there must be no escape. One sunny day in Paris, an elegant cafe. A phone call there, a phone call here, and the gendarmes took me away. I said, mais qu'est-ce qui se passe ici? I said, mais qu'est-ce que c'est? They said, such eating, it is criminel, and crime, it does not pay. For I eat with gusto, damn you bet, my banner yea unfurled, my shirt is covered with mustard, and my hair with ketchup curled. Goodbye to Egypt, Greece, and Rome, the ancient world, goodbye. May squalor be my summer home, and filth be my necktie. For I eat with gusto, damn, you bet. Oh, and I eat with gusto, damn, you bet, my country tis of thee. I eat for social progress, I eat for victory. Somebody died who watched me eat in a restaurant one spell. He woke up and saw me eating beans and knew that he'd gone to hell. For he eats with gusto. Damn, we bet. They're calling from the south. They want to stop my gusto. They want to close my mouth. You eat with gusto. Yeah, that's great. Now let us off this bus. Wait a minute. I haven't finished eating up stuff yet. We'll call you. Don't call us.
I just love your food. Okay, well, listen, oh, I know, we do have a commercial sponsor. I do the part of it live, but we have this wonderful tape we'd like to roll of a, I think it's Luciano Pavarotti, isn't it, or somebody like that. Just let's roll that tape of that great singer right now, okay?
Io poi ero che non mi calcimino. Hollywood is dead.
Oh. Isn't that beautiful? You know, friends, that's by a great Italian composer. Yes, sirree. He's dead now, but lives on in stereo hi-fi in this incredible record of 40 great unclaimed melodies. Yes, sirree, wouldn't you like to raise the level of your home? You know, bring your family closer together around the stereo hi-fi, listening to such immoral pieces of art like Bidet's The Fountain and the Duke's Duet from Il Schizofreno. That's a great one. And I'll tell you what, friends, if you act right now, we're going to throw in, at absolutely no extra cost to you whatsoever, a collection of 40 familiar sound effects. Now, who could forget? Ah, yes. Spring in the Rockies. That's a nice one. And, of course, there's... Spring in Nebraska. That's a beautiful and memorable one too. And of course, no one could possibly forget. Yes, Spring at the Pentagon. They're all yours on this fabulous, fabulous three-record set. And, you know, if you act in time, we're going to throw you in a three-record box bonanza of timeless big band hymns. I mean, titles like In a Persian Melon, My Spanish Suitcase, The Happy Plunderer, Waltz for Three People, and the Hawaiian Hallucination Song. That's a great one. So remember, act today. Send absolutely nothing but your life to Box 28, Hollywood, California. That's Big Chinese Hong Kong Music Deal, Box 28, California. And tell them Ben sent you. Okay, well, we're going to roll right along now. We're really running a little late. Oh.
Mama's got to get herself a do-it-yourself kit, 'cause Papa can't do it no more. Mama's got to get herself a do-it-yourself kit, Papa can't get to it no more. Got a couple of odds and an end that needs handling. This chick gonna lay and those eggs need candling. Won't someone play on my little old mandolin? Papa can't do it no more. Mama's gotta get herself a do-it-yourself kit. Papa can't get to it no more. Got knobs that are hanging in a faucet that leaks. Got a plug that won't plug and a bed spring that squeaks. I'm spying on neighbors to watch their technique, because Papa can't do it no more. Got a kitchen floor that's all scratched and rough, and there's a spot I know that sure needs buffing. I used to see Papa there huffing and puffing, but Papa don't do it no more. A do-it-yourself kit, 'cause Papa can't do it no more. Got a window shade that don't go up like it should. If I could fix that, I could fix Papa good. I feel like a babe that's lost in the wood, because Papa can't do it no more. Some men are handy and some men are not. Some men can do a little and some men a lot. But little or lot, you gotta give what you got, and Papa ain't got it no more.
it yourself, kid, cause Papa can't do it no more. Now when it's cold, my furnace needs stoking. I know there's an ember there, it only needs poking. But when I tell Papa, he says, are you joking? You know I can't do it no more. The shaker is there, but the old salt won't pour. I can't get a refill down at the store. What happened to peace? Ye gods, this is war, because Papa can't do it no more.
You are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I remain Belinda. This continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank, and we are celebrating our entry into our 34th year doing this radio program, coming up in just about 28 minutes. It's not like we're going to do anything special in 28 minutes. We're doing something special right now. Isn't that enough? I thought it was enough. And when you think about the long history of Bubbles in the Think Tank and Unsanitary Outhouse, this public service announcement is perfect. When you talk to your child, you build vocabulary and learning starts long before school does. For more tips, go to bornlearning.org. It's a public service announcement brought to you by the United Way, the Out Council, and WMFO. Because we used to build vocabulary with people all the time, every week, phone call after phone call. It's what we did. It's weird to think that that's not going to happen anymore. So weird. But hey, times change. We're doing something different now, and we are loving it. We're doing Bubbles in the Think Tank here. You know, I did miss my 10-year anniversary at WMFO this fall. Didn't even think about it. Didn't cross my mind at all. But yeah, it's been 10 years here on your freeform radio station, where I'm now going to play one of two songs that I would play in every single show I ever did if I could. I say that now. I'll probably be saying it forever, right here, at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
walk in a lonely garden. A very handsome man said, I beg your pardon. He whispered in her ear something French and dirty. She slapped him in the face cause it was only 7:30. At 8 o'clock he helped her take her little pants off. At 9 o'clock he helped her shake the little hands off. He said, wee wee. French girl. Mimi started showing in a couple of minutes. A little baby boy was growing deep within it. I think I call him Andy or maybe Amos. A name like that could make a little baby famous. Well, he could be a red chip, he's handsome like his daddy. Maybe he'll be smart like William Peter Blatty. He said, wee, wee, pee, pee. Wee, wee, pee, pee. She said, wee, wee, pee, pee. Now I'm a knocked up French girl.
Attentionné, t'es décontracté. Mais avec toi, je ne suis plus jamais comme un garçon. Je suis une toute petite fille perdue quand tu n'es plus là. Je ne suis qu'une toute petite fille. Et c'est beaucoup mieux comme ça.
You are a fluke, placidly amid the noise and waste, and remember what comfort there may be in owning a piece thereof. Avoid quiet and passive persons unless you are in need of sleep. Rotate your tires. Speak glowingly of those greater than yourself, and heed well their advice, even though they be turkeys. Know what to kiss and when. Consider the two wrongs never make a right, but the three do. Wherever possible, put people on hold. Be comforted that in the face of all aridity and disillusionment, and despite the changing fortunes of time, there is always a big future in computer maintenance.
You are a fluke of the universe. You have no right to be here. Whether you can hear it or not, the universe is laughing behind your back.
Ooh. Remember the Pueblo. Strive at all times to bend, fold, spindle, and mutilate. Know yourself. If you need help, call the FBI. Exercise caution in your daily affairs, especially with those persons closest to you. That lemon on your left, for instance. Be assured that a walk through the ocean of most souls would scarcely get your feet wet. Fall not in love, therefore. It will stick to your face. Gracefully surrender the things of youth, birds, clean air, tuna, Taiwan, and let not the sands of time get in your lunch. Hire people with hooks. For a good time, call 606-4311. Ask for Ken. Take heart amid the deepening gloom that your dog is finally getting enough cheese, and reflect that whatever misfortune may be your lot, it could only be worse in Milwaukee. You are a fluke of the universe. You have no right to be here. And whether you can hear it or not, the universe is laughing behind your back. Therefore, make peace with your God, whatever you conceive him to be, hairy thunderer or cosmic muffin, with all its hopes, dreams, promises, and urban renewal, the world continues to deteriorate. Give up.
You are a
why do I like you?
Why do I like you too?
Why don't I forget you?
You're gonna break my aching heart if I let you.
Ever since I met you, you got me drowning in an ocean of tears. Crying. You're gonna break my aching heart with your lying. Feel as though I'm dying. You got me drowning in an ocean of tears. I'm just like a weeping willow. What'll I do? What'll I do? I'd like to call.
I know you'd like to call.
Though my heart is aching, you're gonna lose the loving heart that you're breaking. That's when you'll awaken and find you're drowning in an ocean of tears.
I do.
I hope you'll call.
Oh, 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 my heart is aching. You're gonna lose the loving heart that you're breaking. That's when you'll awaken and find you're drowning in an ocean of tears.
Visit Saki and Jamie at SakiandJamie.com.
Season 3 starts September 18th.
Mark your calendar.
I like you. I'd like you to like me to like you. But I don't need you. Don't need you to want me to like you. Because if you didn't like me, I would still like you, you see. La la la. La la la. I lick you. I like you to like me to lick you. But I don't need you. Don't need you to like me to lick you. Your pleasure turns into pain, I would still lick for my personal gain. La la la. La la la. I fuck you, and I love you to love me to fuck you. But I don't fucking need you. Don't need you to need me to fuck you. If you need me to need you to fuck, that fucks everything up. La la la. La la la. I want you, and I want you to want me to want you. But I don't need you. Don't need you to need me to need you. That's just me. Take me or leave me, please don't leave me. Don't leave me to need you to need me. Cause we're here 1 minute, the next we're dead. So love me and leave me, but try not to need me and upset. I want you, but I don't need you. Into hate, would my love have been a mistake? La la la, la la la. So I'm gonna leave you. I'd like you to leave me, to leave you. But lover, believe me, it isn't because I don't need you. You know I don't need you. All I wanted was to be wanted. But you're drowning me deep in your need to be needed, la la. La 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 la. I want you, and I want you to want me to want you. But I don't need you, don't need you to need me to need you. That's just me. So take me or leave me. But please don't leave me. Don't leave me to need you to leave me. Cause we're here 1 minute, the next we're dead. So love me and leave me, but try not to need me in upset. I want you, but I don't need you.
Settled down, cause when I dug the cool chicks in every town, I said, this is it, cat, let's get earthbound. I'm the Fang, I'm the Fang, I'm the Fang. I got a bebop cat man, a real stingeree, and a solid gold keychain down to the knees, and real nervous pegs with a crazy crease. I'm the Fang, the Fang, I'm the Fang. Man, I'm feeling just like a newborn colt. I'm gonna hit these chicks with a Martian jolt, cause I'm a red hot daddy with 1,000 volts. I'm the Fang, I'm the Fang, I'm the Fang. Now I meet this earth cat and he says, hi you all. Man, you're real nervous, you feel like a ball. I said, sure daddy. He said, let's find a hall. He didn't know I was a Fang, the Fang, the Fang. So we dug a cool hall and tried it on for size, and all the cats were jumping to a rock and roll cry, and every Melaroonie chick just glued her eyes on the Fang, on the Fang, on the Fang. My feet started flashing like the noonday sun, and my blue suede were hotter than a $2 gun, and the chicks all yelled, daddy, oh, you're the one, you're the Fang, you must be the Fang, you're the Fang. Now when I left that hall about 12 midnight, I was an outer space papa that was feeling right, cause every chick in the house was mine on sight. Man, I'm the Fang, I'm the Fang, I'm the Fang. I revved up my rod and I flashed into flight, and I sped through the stars back to Mars, my delight, and I know those earth chicks are dreaming tonight of the Fang, of the Fang, of the Fang.